See, it sells milk to these stores.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from a dairy barn, see.
I see. And where did you keep potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Bank them in the ground where they won't get wet. Unless you got a shelter to put them under. Now, you can build a little shelter and put them on there, but I always made tater banks, you know, stack my taters up and cover them up.
Uh-huh.
They'll keep, too, if you do that.
I've never seen a potato bank. Can you sort of describe it?
Well, you just clean you off a place there on the ground, stack your taters up there just like you want them, as high as you want them, then you cover them up with dirt, see?
Mm-hmm.
They'll keep right there all winter, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever raise cotton?
Yeah, I sure have.
Could you tell me some about the work that you'd have to do for that?
Well, you have to plant it just like you do anything else, and then when it gets up, you got to take the hole and thin it out, get the grass out of it.
What do you call that when you thin it out?
Chopping cotton.
Okay.
And when you get it thinned out and run around, you don't have nothing else in to do to it, but just keep it plowed. It stay clean then, see.
What do you call that grass that grows up in there?
Well, I call it field grass because it's hardly growing nowhere else but in a field.
Uh-huh. When you talk about a field, what are you referring to? Something pretty big or?
Well, a field is a big place where you make crops, you see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Corn, cotton, such as that, see?
Mm-hmm. What about something smaller than a field? What would you call that?
Well, it'd still be a little field, it wouldn't, you know. But then I have seed fields where there's 100 acres in them, see?
What about, say, what would you grow turnips in?
A garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about sweet potatoes?
Well, you plant them out on the farm, see?
Uh-huh. What would you call that, a sweet potato field, or?
Well, just sticking out the potatoes in them, and then next you dig them and put them on the shelter, see?
Uh-huh. But I'm talking about what you'd plant potatoes in. Would you call that a field, or would you use another word like patch?
Well, you call it a tater patch. Of course, it's in the field, you know. But
mm-hmm. What does a patch mean?
Just a little place. I like you got a few potatoes, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Land in there.
What else grows in a patch besides potatoes?
Well, several different things. You take greens, peas, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, see.
And what sort of fences do people have?
Wire fence.
What kind of wire?
Well, some of it put that with net wire and barbed wire on top of it, and some of it just put that with barbed wire, see.
Mm-hmm. What about fences that you remember when you were growing up?
Well, most of all the fences then was barbed wire fences, most of it was.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see any wooden fences that would go in and out like this?
Well,
what was that?
Rail fence. Yep.
Were there different types of rail fences?
Well, no, it was all about the same thing. Of course, now there was different rails. Now, sometimes you find a good oak where it split good, you split rails out of that. Or pine, it split good, you split rails out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's all about the same thing.
Okay. What about a kind of fence that you might put around your yard or your garden?
Well, you can put a picket fence or a wire fence.
What's a picket fence?
Well, it's just pieces split out of pine or something like that, you know. Oh, they're about that wide.
About as wide as your hand?
Yeah, just nail them up on your lath, see?
Mm-hmm. You nail them on your lath?
Yes, you nail them on it. You got a lath at the bottom, lath at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Nail them at the bottom and top.